With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Vice President Mike Pence, surprising a lot of people today, suspending his presidential campaign. He says he will remain a strong voice for conservative politics.
I'm leaving this campaign, but let me promise you, I will never leave the fight for conservative values, and I will never stop fighting to elect principled Republican leaders to every office in the land. So help me God.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling his nation today the military is expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea in its conflict with Hamas.
It is our second war of independence. We will fight and we will not surrender. We will not withdraw. Over ground and underground. It will be a victory of the good over evil.
The Prime Minister speaking through an interpreter courtesy of the BBC. Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump will testify November 6th in the civil business fraud case against him. A judge ruling the former president's daughter, Ivanka, must also take the stand. It was already expected that Mr. Trump and his boys, Donald Jr. and Eric, would also testify. Winter making an early arrival this year, at least in parts of the Midwest. The National Weather Service meteorologist Ashton Robinson Cook says some of the first snow has hit Nebraska.
There's a really cold air mass that settled into a lot of the northern Great Plains and even some of the central Great Plains. There's areas of snow now occurring over Nebraska, light to moderate, mostly. There's also a few areas of showers with light icing going on in Kansas.
This is SRN News. China trying to kill off Christianity.
The Communist Party has officially banned anyone under the age of 18 from having any formal religious affiliation. Kids cannot go to Sunday school, Christian summer camps, or engage in any kind of religious education. Public schools in China deliver a steady diet of atheism, and students pledge allegiance to the CCP. It's all part of an effort to keep future generations from coming to Christ, an effort which appears to be failing as Christianity continues to grow in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Growing number of churches in America finding a new source of revenue, selling spaces in their parking lots to fans attending nearby sporting events. Philadelphia's Calvary Baptist Church raises up to $3,000 every time the Philadelphia Union of the Major League Soccer Association plays at Subaru Park a few blocks away. This is SRN News. A London judge overturning an arbitration award that would have required Nigeria to fork over $11 billion over a failed gas project, finding the contract was obtained through fraud.
The High Court ruling reverses the award to the British Virgin Islands-based Process and Industrial Developments Limited over the 2010 gas deal. The payment would have dealt a massive blow to Nigeria's ailing economy. The contract signed with Nigeria's government in 2010 was for the company to build a giant processing plant in the southeastern port city of Calabar. The project quickly collapsed.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. For the second year in a row, American shoppers seeing double-digit inflation for candy, of all things. Candy and gum prices up an average of 13% this month. More details at SRNnews.com.